The Tattoo Murder, written by Akimitsu Takagi and read by Akira Matsumoto. It was the summer of 1947, and the citizens of Tokyo, already crushed with grief and shock over the loss of the war, were further debilitated by the languid heat. The city was ravaged. Seedy-looking shacks had sprung up on the messy sites of the bombed-out buildings. Makeshift shops overflowed with colourful black market merchandise, but most people were still living from hand to mouth. Even in formerly posh neighbourhoods around the Ginza, the same pathetic scenario was being played out. During the day, ragged crowds of people with empty eyes would meander aimlessly about the crossroads, mingling with the American soldiers who strutted along triumphantly in their dashing uniforms. When evening rolled around, the rubble-strewn streets teemed with prostitutes, petty criminals, and vagabonds seeking a cheap night's lodging. The uneasy silence of the night was frequently shattered by the report of a pistol.
"Tokyo has really changed. The Ginza's changed too," muttered Dr. Heishiro Hayakawa, as he stood beside a shuttered building on a side street in the West Ginza district. He was nattily dressed in an off-white linen suit with a precisely knotted necktie of ecru satin, and he carried a rattan walking stick. Dr. Hayakawa struck several matches without success. When one finally flared, he held it up to the nameplate on the building. The bright flame illuminated the professor's aquiline profile with its dramatic, deeply carved features. There was something vaguely Mephistophelian about his magnified shadow, which loomed on the wall like that of a gigantic Balinese puppet.
"Six Chome, number 58. This must be the place," Dr. Hayaka murmured as he rang the bell below the nameplate.
There was a small sound as a peephole slid open. From inside, two eyes peered into the darkness.
"Who's there, please?"
a woman asked in a low voice.
"My name is Heishiro Hayakawa, but the newspapers call me Dr. Tattoo. In any case, Miss Nomura should know who I am. Just tell her Professor Hayakawa is here. And may I ask who sent you?"
"Takezo Mogami is my nephew."
The woman's next question sounded like a riddle or a nursery rhyme.
"The snake, the frog, and the slug?"
she said cryptically.
"The snake eats the frog. The frog eats the slug. The slug dissolves the snake,"
the professor replied without hesitation. The Arabian Nights door opened to reveal a steep, narrow staircase lit dimly by a naked bulb. The sphinx behind the door turned out to be an innocent-looking young girl with a vaguely foreign appearance, dressed in a Chinese sheath dress of white silk embroidered with blue and yellow dragons. Following this lovely apparition, the professor climbed the stairs. At the end of the hall, on the right side, was a closed door bearing a discreet sign that read simply Seruban. Professor Hayakawa, being something of a linguist, recognized the word right away as the Japanized French for serpent, and he shivered with pleasure at the prospect of being admitted into the snake woman's inner sanctum.